aware of the presence of God, I begin to gradually understand who is the Supreme. All human souls, in their original form, have the innate qualities of love, of peace, of joy. And yet, the experience of our life has been that these qualities don't maintain stability. They don't remain constant. There's a fluctuation of less love and more love, great peace, little peace. There's a variation within the experience of one soul, and there's a variation and difference in capacity between one and another. And so there's a huge complex situation of different qualities to a different extent in different percentages in different permutations. And this is part of the immense beauty of humanity. But in this dimension of light, the world of silence, the one constant, eternal being who has all these attributes to the infinite extent is the Supreme. This is the being who is known as God. The location of the being who is Supreme is this dimension of light beyond the world of matter. And in order to reach the Supreme, I must carry my own mind to this dimension. And in this dimension of light, where the stillness of the atmosphere soothes my mind, I'm able to make contact. This point of light, the one who is the Supreme, is the one who has all power. God has been remembered as the Almighty, the one who has all strength, and yet is infinitesimal, is the seed. When the human soul is here in this dimension of light, it doesn't have a physical form and therefore no gender. And so I, the soul, in the world of light, am simply a soul. I am not a female. I'm not a male. But yet, I have certain characteristics that are described as feminine and certain other qualities that one would describe as being masculine. I, the soul, have both qualities, male and female, combined within myself. Exactly in the same way, God the Supreme, the being of light, has all attributes, masculine qualities, feminine qualities, all qualities to a degree of perfect balance, so that all the qualities harmonize perfectly. This is the Supreme. God is never limited by physical form. Therefore, God is both Mother and Father, the Supreme Parent of the whole of humanity. Because God never takes a human form. There is no such thing as birth. There is definitely no such thing as death. God is forever. God is eternal. God is constant. Trapped in the bondage of my physical identity, I have wanted to impose a physical image on God. And so out of my own mind, I have created many false images. And yet, I now know that these were false. I know that the only form of God is the form of light. There is no physical form that God adopts, no bondage that can ever be imposed on the Supreme. Timeless, beyond the limits of time and distance. From time to time, we have had messengers and prophets bring us God's message. But our human weakness has been that we have forgotten the message and remembered the messenger. And as a result of this, we have confused the image of God with the image of the messenger sometimes. The messenger is human and brings a message about the divine, but the divine was forgotten, the message was lost, and we simply focused on the human messenger. This is again one of the reasons why we have been so distant to God. When there's lack of information, many misunderstandings grow. We have not known who God is, and so different concepts and ideas have been put forward. But the reality of God's existence is actually very simple. God is light, a being that is infinitesimal, a being who has all attributes. We've wanted to have a human personality that we can relate to. And so we've attempted to bring God into the physical dimension. And it's been difficult to think of God as just simply light. There's been a feeling that that's too impersonal. And so we've either created human images or we've described God as impersonal. Energy that's amorphous. Yet, I, the living soul, contain within I, the point of light, all the fine details of my own personality. It isn't my body that contains the ingredients of my personality. It is I, the soul. In the same way, the personality of God is one that can be of practical experience, but the personality of God is contained within this point. It isn't impersonal. One is able to experience a very personal relationship, and yet it isn't a restricted personal image. People of many different backgrounds in terms of culture, civilization, and tradition, when they've practiced spiritual discipline and have had mystical experiences, very often have shared their experience of God as light. The image and the symbolism of God as light appears to be historical and universal. In recent times, in terms of the enormous amount of research that has been done on the near-death experience, the recognition of God as light has again been brought up consistently. Patients share the experience of, firstly, the detachment from the body at that time of the near-death experience, being separate entities from the physical body that they had occupied and that they recognize and connect with. And in that separated existence, going through a long dark tunnel, and at the end of the tunnel, meeting God. They see a being of light that exudes love which is unconditional, love which is non-judgmental. All these shared experiences indicate that just as the soul is light, God the Supreme is also a being of light. Within this point of light, there is a personality which is divine. A personality is created through experience. What is God's experience? God's purpose of existence is to give. God's experience is of giving, the bestower, the benefactor. And so within this point of light is that personality which constantly, tirelessly, automatically, simply gives. And within this point of light, there is perfect truth, absolute wisdom. And this is why God is known as the ocean of knowledge, the one who comes to share knowledge with us. Within this point of light is a mind that creates only thoughts that are needed, no superfluous thoughts whatsoever, a mind that's able to see through the mists of time and know the past and the future and the present. A mind that has infinite love and compassion, that's able to accept every human being, no matter what the past track record may be. The one who is able to love all, the one whose love strengthens all. And so similarly to the soul, a mind, an intellect, and personality. And so God is no longer a mystery. In a very simple way, one is able to know of the existence and the form of God. But of course, one only solves the mystery for oneself through the experimentation and meditation. Even if I don't believe in God, if I simply experiment, if I let myself be soul conscious and come to the experience of God, my own experience will validate for me the information in terms of theory. Let us experiment with a few minutes of meditation.